It was a day of missed opportunities. Arsenal had a chance to capitalise, especially with Liverpool dropping points. But instead, we stumbled to a frustrating draw against Everton. Let's break down what went wrong, why it happened, and what it means for the rest of the season. Up, Gunners! Is Mikel Arteta losing his grip on the vision that once had Gunners dreaming of glory? This season, frustrations are bubbling over as Arsenal's performances raise more questions than answers. The concerns are loud and varied, but they all boil down to one central issue. Has the process stalled? For starters, the style of play. The once fluid and aggressive football that characterized our rise last season seems to have taken a backseat to a more conservative, control-oriented approach. Instead of cutting through the fences with pace and precision, we're seeing slow build-ups, sideways passes, and a lack of urgency in the final third. It feels like we've traded flair for caution, and it's sapping the energy out of our attacking game. Then there's the recruitment. Players brought in to strengthen the squad seem to be struggling to make the desired impact. Questions linger about whether the likes of some players fit the system or whether the system is failing to play to their strengths. Either way, something isn't clicking. For a club that once prioritized dynamism and creativity, the current setup feels static and uninspired. And what about Arteta himself? Comparisons to the latter Wenger years are beginning to surface. The fear is that we're slipping into a pattern of predictability, controlled possession with little end product, reliance on set pieces, and an overall lack of risk taken in open play. This approach may keep us competitive in some games, but it's not the sort of football that wins titles or excites fans. This brings us to the larger question. Is Arteta hitting the ceiling as a manager? He's undoubtedly brought us progress, Champions League football, a renewed sense of pride, and a stronger connection between the club and its fans. But the league is ruthless, and standing still often means falling behind. The margins for error are thin, and the inability to adapt could spell trouble. There's still hope, of course. This squad is talented, and the season is far from over. Arteta had shown before that he can rally the team and silence doubters. But he must evolve, and he must do so quickly. Arsenal's aspirations have outgrown simply being competitive. We want to win, and we want to win in style. The next few weeks will be pivotal. We'll see whether the spark will return to the team. Or is this the start of a downward slide? I hope not. Whatever the outcome, though, it's clear that the time for excuses is over. Arsenal needs answers, and they need them now. If there's one thing Arsenal fans would love to tell Mikel Arteta right now, it is this. Rethink your approach. The concerns are straightforward but critical, and they point to areas where adjustments could make a world of difference. First, the striker situation. Arsenal is crying out for a true goal-scoring focal point. A striker who can thrive under pressure, finish consistently, and bring the cutting edge we've lacked against well-drilled defences. Relying on makeshift solutions or spread-out goal contributions only gets you so far. The team needs a clinical forward to capitalise on the creativity in midfield and wide areas. Second, stop experimenting with Thomas Partey. He's one of the best defensive midfielders in the game. Yet, deploying him at right back, or worse, leaving him out when fit, has only hindered Arsenal's balance and solidity. Partey's presence in the middle of the park is non-negotiable. He dictates tempo, shields the defense, and breaks opposition lines with ease. Play him where he belongs, and Arsenal instantly looks more assured. Then there's the elephant in the room, breaking down blocks. Arsenal's struggles against compact defensive setups have been glaring. The slow build-up play, over-reliance on wide crosses, and lack of inventive movement in the final third make us predictable. Arteta needs to find ways to inject more creativity, dynamism, and unpredictability into our attacking play, whether through personnel changes, tactical tweaks, or even both. And finally, it's time to prioritize attack. While building a solid defensive foundation is essential, Arsenal's history and ethos are rooted in attacking, free-flowing football. Too often, the balance is tipped toward control and structure at the expense of spontaneity and flair. Arteta must trust his forwards to take risks and create an open play rather than relying heavily on set pieces and carefully orchestrated moves. The blueprint for success is there, but it requires adaptability, bold decisions, and trust in the squad's attacking potential. Our coach has the tools. Now it's time to use them wisely. Arsenal can only go as far as their ambition allows, and right now, the ambition starts with addressing these glaring issues. When Martin Odegaard has a bad game, it often looks like the whole team struggles. That much was clear on Saturday. Whether it was fatigue, form, or the challenges of balancing new fatherhood, Odegaard's performance or lack thereof seemed to ripple through the side. I'll start with the obvious. Becoming a parent is a life-changing experience, and Odegaard may be feeling the strain of adjusting to this new chapter. But this isn't just about personal challenges. When he doesn't pull the strings in the middle, Arsenal lacks ideas, creativity, and direction. Some fans suggest this is a recurring issue, a potential mentality block when the going gets tough. Others argue that Arsenal's over-reliance on Odegaard is the root cause. When he's off his game, no one else seems to step up and dictate play. It's a stark reminder of how much Xhaka's leadership and dynamism are still missed in this team. There's also the question of balance. Was Odegaard taking off to manage his minutes? Perhaps Arteta was trying to protect him in a match where nothing seemed to click. Or was this purely a tactical decision based on performance? Whatever the reason, it's clear that the team needs more resilience and adaptability when the captain is not at his best. Ultimately, Arsenal's inability to spark creativity against resolute defences remains a lingering issue. Whether it's down to fatigue, lack of alternatives, or deeper tactical concerns, this team needs solutions. And fast. Relying so heavily on one player is not a sustainable formula for success, especially in a season where the margins are razor thin. It's on Arteta and the squad to find a way to adapt and keep moving forward. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!